Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mocarum Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Pain and Pendergast.
All right, this is interesting. We'll get to TJ Watt here in just a second. And talking about his future in Pittsburgh. Adam Schefter just tweeted this out moments ago. They announced a host team for another international game, and it is an AFC South team.
Who is it?
Not the Houston Texans. It is the Indianapolis Colts, and they are hosting a game in Berlin, Germany.
Ooh, that would be a fun one. That's a good one we're going to go to and get a sponsor for. I don't know if Deutsche Bank has an office in Houston or not, but I have been a customer of yours for a long time. Right,
yeah.
At your branch there on Alameda or wherever. Yeah,
we'll do the pregame show live from a Deutsche Bank branch.
Yes.
Across from the stadium. So the Colts. So that's the Colts, and obviously the Jags are hosting their annual London game over there. So that's that's two. The other two teams that have been announced so far are the Jets and the Browns, both hosting a London game. Neither of them are on the Texans' schedule next year. Mm-hmm. But obviously the Colts and the Jags are. So I'm rooting for an international game next year.
I look forward to just multitudes of Houstonians going to a game in Germany and all of us complaining to them about the quality of their Tex-Mex.
Yes, their barbecue.
Yes, yeah. And their lack of lemonade.
Yeah.
That's what... What's his name there, did?
who complained about the lack of
the
lemonade?
Receiver from the Panthers.
Xavier Leggett.
Xavier Leggett. Right. Couldn't believe he was incredulous that they don't have lemonade in Germany.
Didn't have any lemonade over there.
It's just funny. That's a classic 22-year-old kid thing.
Oh, my God.
Like, you don't even, not kid, but you know, like just like, it doesn't even occur to you that there would be countries that don't have lemonade all over the place.
You know, yeah. You know what's funny? So I'm looking at the graphic for this that the Colts put out, and it's a graphic that has, on the bottom half of the graphic, it's an overhead shot of the stadium with big letters saying Berlin, and then a Colts logo above that. And then the upper half of the graphic is a graphic with three players standing there in kind of that three-person pose where one's in the middle holding his, you know, holding his jersey up near the neck, and the other two are sort of flanked on the side of him there. The player they've got as the front player on there is Quentin Nelson, who's an outstanding player. You know, he's been a Pro Bowler every year. But I feel like if your team is putting your left guard as the... No disrespect to left guards out there, but if your team is putting your left guard out there as your front-facing player, you're probably a 7-win team. You know, like if it's not your quarterback or some maniac coming off the edge like a TJ Watt who we're about to talk about here, like if it's your left guard... I feel like I could almost predict the record. I feel like blindly, without even knowing, I could get within a game of the record of the teams based on the three guys they put in graphics.
This isn't like something that they're using for season tickets or something where it's just Colts fans. You're trying to sell this to the world.
Yeah.
I will say, the Germans the Germans really appreciated NFL Europe.
Yeah.
And it almost turned into basically NFL Germany at one point because it was so popular in so many of those cities. Which city is it in?
It's in Berlin.
Berlin, okay. Yeah. I would worry if I were the... at some point, Anthony Richardson is going to try to parkour something off of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would be really nervous about Anthony Richardson traveling internationally. the kid's got no sense, Sean. He's so injury prone.
Well,
and there's so many ways to get injured in Germany.
What are the odds he would forget his passport? Like, they'd all get to the airport and...
Oh, they take care of that for you.
They do? Okay,
Yeah, there's a dude that's in charge of the passports.
TJ Watt in Pittsburgh having to fend off trade request rumors. There's, you know, TJ's been there now since 2017. He's heading into his ninth season next year. Here was TJ Watt talking after the Steelers lost to the Ravens this past weekend about his future in Pittsburgh.
I want to leave Pittsburgh City. You guys know that. I don't want to leave this place, especially in this. I want to be part of the solution. I've put so much into it here. I've seen so many guys. I mean, I want to help Cam Hayward get to where we need to get. I want to be a part of the solution. I don't want to leave this place. I love the people here. And that goes beyond just the coaches. It's the fan base. It's the people, the community, and we owe it to them to get it right. And I want to be part of the solution, not leave here and go somewhere else. That's not my intention at all.
Okay, so we should point out, TJ Watt has had a very similar career path to JJ in some ways. I mean, both defensive players of the year.
Yeah.
You know, JJ's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I think TJ Watt's on that track to be a Hall of Famer. I don't think his body of work is probably a notch below JJ's, but TJ stayed healthy the whole time. The biggest thing is they've both played for teams that struggled to make an impact in the postseason, and TJ, it's been even worse. He's never even walked off the field victorious in a postseason game. JJ at least got to do that a few times.
He hasn't won a game yet.
The last playoff game they won in Pittsburgh was in 2016. They drafted TJ Watt the next spring. So he's not even won a playoff game there yet. I mean, I admire the whole thing of him wanting to be there. I just wonder, I wonder what JJ's saying to TJ about that. You know, about...
Yeah, it's tricky because, you know, I know there's it's dangerous to go, you know, ring hopping or looking for a ring, because it's really hard to handicap other than, you know, if going to the Chiefs or a few specific destinations where you feel like, okay, this is my best shot.
Yeah.
That can be dicey. And I wonder, there's something in the value of just being a Steeler and the fact that what that franchise is, but are they becoming a franchise whose current legacy, or at least recent legacy, is, hey, they're competitive in the regular season, but that's about it. Can't expect much more. That's probably frustrating for somebody that wants to do bigger and better things.
Yeah, I think that's what they are right now. You know, like, there's talk of Mike Tomlin's future there, and he's never had a losing season there in 18 years.
Now, when you say he has to fight off rumors, or do you mean like he has to fight off questions about it or speculation about it? Okay, there's not like any actual reporting out there that he's requested a trade or anything.
No, nothing close to that degree where he's requested a trade. I think it's just people. I think people are wondering. He's 8 years in now. He hasn't won a playoff game. I don't think. Look. There, until they solve the quarterback position, they're not going to be taken seriously as a Super Bowl contender. I think the Texans are a far more serious Super Bowl contender in the next 3 years, let's say, than the Pittsburgh Steelers are.
Yeah.
You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the thing you can count on them is going over their season win total every year, because it'll be 8, 8.5, and they'll win 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Like, you can set your watch to it. But I don't know. If I'm TJ Watt and one of my goals is to win a Super Bowl, I'm not feeling it in Pittsburgh if that's my goal. But you bring up a great point. Like, there are probably a half a dozen franchises where there is mere value in being a lifelong whatever the team is. You know,
yeah,
and the Steelers are one of them, no question about it. No.
Yeah, and I think looking at JJ versus TJ in terms of career stats, JJ played 151 games. TJ Watt has played 121, so 30 fewer games than JJ.
Yeah.
But TJ is only 8.5 sacks behind JJ on the career sack numbers. The biggest difference is that JJ had that run of 3 defensive players of the year in 4 years, and he was just so far head and shoulders above anybody else at that point that matters a lot in terms of just being a shoe-in the Hall of Fame. He had 3 defensive players of the year. TJ, as of right now, has had 1, and we'll see who gets it this year. But TJ has just never been as, at least openly, publicity hungry. As JJ, they seem like they're wired a little bit differently. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who's going to agitate for a trade.
No. Well, I mean, agitate for a trade, or his contract's up after this year. You know, does he play out his deal and go sign somewhere in 2026?
He also does not have Jack Easterby in the organization. I think ultimately, I think that was The part of JJ being cool with being traded or being released, I think a lot of that had to do with just how miserable it was. I mean, you know, not making the playoffs is a whole different than winning two games and just feeling like it's a dysfunctional nightmare.
And I guess we should point out, like, as I'm sitting here, the one wondering, like, I wonder if JJ is giving TJ any advice on, boy, you want to go play for a Super Bowl kid, you know, this or that. JJ did leave here and go sign with the Cardinals.
You know, exactly.
It's not like you went to the Packers at the time, were a 13-win team, or in his home state, or the Chiefs, as you said earlier. So let TJ become a free agent, come to Houston, and fulfill the destiny of his brother here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think with TJ, if I were somebody if I were a Steelers fan trying to convince TJ to get in it for the long haul, I might bring up Freddie Freeman, who kind of stuck around for the Braves and their turnaround. They identified him as the one guy, but that was also with kind of a change in culture, and then Freddie Freeman was on board for it. I don't know
what
the change in culture for the Steelers would be necessarily, other than like, we'll find you a quarterback. I promise.
And if he were to leave, he is by far their most popular player right now. And I'm going solely on the jersey count at the game Amy and I went to a month ago.
Yeah.
Like, it was TJ Watt overwhelmingly, and that includes all like the Steel Curtain Steelers and the Big Ben era Steelers. Like, TJ Watt, number 90, by far the most. He's royalty there, man. No question.
You know what I had a hard time with the Chargers? Because we were looking at all the various jerseys coming in. Seemed like the historical player was probably LaDainian Tomlinson, the most jerseys we saw. When they wear anything like a yellow uniform like they did versus the Texans, and now that they're in L.A., I accidentally called them the Rams no fewer than like 24 times.
You did a
it was just
times,
it felt
yeah.
like the Texans were playing the Rams.
Yeah.
I don't know. You got to lean into the blue, that your particular color of blue more than the yellow now that you're in L.A.
Yes, the powder blue. All right, into the 8 o'clock hour we go. Payne and Pendergast with you. C.J. Stroud had a funny cut yesterday. Is C.J. a fan of something the team has done a couple of times this year now? The answer he had yesterday would seem to indicate no. We will let you know what that is coming up next.